Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer.
And I'm Jake Sherman.
And welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punchbowl News. It's Monday, May 6th, 2024. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, what Speaker Mike Johnson is telling top donors. Number two, a report reveals new details on a 2011 incident with Harry Dunn. And number three, what Jim Jordan is saying. Jake, before we get into it, I want to give a special shout out to our producer, Robert, who helped us out in a bind on Friday. I know a lot of people were wondering, I got emails and texts, who was the new voice at Punchbowl News? Robert is a key contributor to the podcast, and we were really thankful that he was up for the task of filling in on a last minute's notice.
Yeah, Robert is a key part of the team, so we're glad that everyone got to know him on Friday when we were in a little bit of a squeeze, and Robert makes the podcast happen and makes, by the way, not only the podcast happen, but the newsletter happen all the time. So you might hear more from Robert. You might hear more from other members of the team. If Anna and I or Anna or I are not around, but we have a lot of people here at Punchbowl News, so I am happy that people are getting to know them a little bit more.
Exactly, exactly. All right, well, let's get into it. We've got some news this morning. Speaker Mike Johnson signaled to an audience at his high-dollar donor retreat yesterday that he'd support kicking members off their committees if they oppose the party-line procedural votes. Republicans voting against the rule has been a huge problem for Johnson and, before that, former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. With the GOP's razor-thin margin of control, Jake, Republicans can only afford a handful of defections on rule votes, which are typically passed on a partisan basis. Used to be unthinkable. If you were in the majority that you were going to vote against a rule, it happens all the time now, particularly with hardline Republicans feeling that it is one way that they can kind of put the squeeze on Johnson. I'm skeptical that this actually happens, but interesting that he's venting his frustration here.
Yeah, well, listen, so a few things to think about. Number one, Johnson would have to be the top Republican, the Speaker or the House Minority Leader, in order for him to dictate the rules of the House Republican Conference or have big sway on the rules of the House Republican Conference. But all that said, this is something that, first of all, this retreat is at the Four Seasons. It started last night. It goes through today. Mike Pompeo speaking. A bunch of Silicon Valley people are speaking. So this is a big dollar retreat, which Mike Johnson and every speaker does. So it was, as you said, once unthinkable that people would vote against the rule. Now Republicans have had an epidemic, I would say here, of voting against the rule over the last couple of months. I think it's happened 8 times that a rule vote has gone down, and it's a way for the hardline right to express their displeasure, let's say, lightly, with whatever the leadership is doing. Listen, Johnson could go to the steering committee now and have people kicked off committees because of voting against the rule. But what he's effectively saying in the broader context of his remarks was that he doesn't have the leverage, the kinds of sticks and carrots that speakers usually have to instill party loyalty effectively. And that's a real problem. And that's a problem that we've known for a long time. So we'll continue as we can to take you inside of the uh, big dollar donor retreat as Congress is back this week. Remember, the House of Representatives is in this week, as is the Senate. A big week ahead for both as they try to wrap up the FAA reauthorization bill ahead of that May 10th deadline. So this is a big, this is a pretty big week with a lot of tripwires for the House of Representatives and the Senate.
And particularly in the House, because Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Republican from Georgia, they're expected to vote on Greene's motion to dump the Speaker. Interesting just context here to start with. There's no reason to believe the motion to vacate will succeed. Greene has only two other public supporters of the motion at this point, Representatives Thomas Massie and Paul Gosar. Democrats have said that they're going to be helping out to make sure that they vote in support of tabling this motion. But really going to be interesting to watch. Do any other Republicans fall in line with MTG? Does Johnson have broader problems here than just a few kind of people really, really trying to rail against him or not? I mean, I think that's going to be something that we're going to be watching really closely.
Yeah, I think MTG will have, we'll have 5 to 7 to 10, maybe. I don't think that many. I think the leadership thinks less than 5. I think that there are people who are frustrated with Johnson, namely Chip Roy, who said that he wants to dump the entire leadership. So, I don't think there's a chance that MTG doesn't trigger the vote. I think that there's some scuttlebutt that there's an off ramp for her. I don't see an off ramp for her, to be honest with you. So that will be this week. Democrats will help them defeat it. The hardline right will go crazy over it. And we will kind of move on. But speaking of rule changes, one of the rule changes that's going to have to happen, I would imagine, in the next Congress, if Republicans maintain control, is getting a is changing the threshold for the motion to vacate. It's just, even maybe they should even do it this Congress. I mean, there are, Democrats have suggested they do it this Congress. So we will see how that works out. That's going to be one of the big plot lines this week.
All right, let's run to the number two story of the morning. Max Cohn has some new details this morning about a 2011 domestic dispute between Democratic congressional candidate Harry Dunn and his then wife. We reported on this earlier, but there is a lot more information revealed in this report. No criminal charges were ever filed against Dunn, and the Capitol Police dismissed the domestic abuse allegations. The Capitol Police suspended Dunn for 3 days after the incident, but only because Dunn was found to have improperly stored his department-issued gun. What more do you want to talk about here, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, Harry Dunn is gained a lot of fame in the, as we've discussed before, in the January 6th investigation, the January 6th committee hearings. He has raised millions of dollars, got the $4 million, to be exact, more than $4 million. He's gotten the endorsement of top Democrats, including Nancy Pelosi, Jim Clyburn, and Adam Schiff. And he has... this is terrific reporting by Max Cohn that about this domestic violence dispute between himself and between Dunn and his ex-wife, then his wife. The details in here, there's a lot of details that we have from a brand new report from the Montgomery County Police, which investigated the incident. Again, as you said, Anna, no criminal charges were filed, but worth taking a look at. Very newsy item from Max.
All right, let's move on to the number three story of the morning. Mika Solnar catching up with Jim Jordan, the Republican from Ohio, and obviously key leader in Republican politics as chair of the House Judiciary Committee, talking about the fact that he still supports Mike Johnson and that he'll oppose any effort to oust the speaker. Also getting into the impeachment efforts, as well as party unity, a really wide-ranging interview by Mika.
Yeah, this is a great item. Mika went to Philadelphia on Friday with the House Judiciary Committee, which held a hearing in Philadelphia. And a couple interesting notes. Jordan, who has butted heads with Mike Johnson over several issues, including FISA and spending, is going to support him on the motion to vacate, which is where most Republicans are. Jordan said we should stick together as Republicans. The next 6 months is about electing President Trump as president of the United States, winning the Senate, and that's why we need to win the House. So Jordan's trying to keep everybody in line. A lot of talk, Anna, about whether Jordan wants to be Speaker, whether he wants to be House Minority Leader, Majority Leader, you know, take your pick. He says he has no ambitions. A little hard to take that at face value, considering he ran for Speaker already. Jordan is someone, I will say this, is just someone that we've been watching very carefully, very closely over the last couple of months, and how he positions himself in the House Republican Conference.
All right, with that, thanks so much for listening. We appreciate it. As always, if you like the Daily Punch, please share it on social media. Tell your friends. It's the best way for folks to find out about us. You can also sign up for our free morning newsletter and go deeper on all these issues and more at punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe.